Okay, well, we're sticking with the Christian theme here on the English programme for a simple reason that David Cameron, the leader of the Conservative Party, has announced that if the Tories become they form the next executive, that they will look into the issue of effectively making it more difficult for abortions. Of course, it will be a free vote in Parliament, but nonetheless, the mere fact that the leader of a mainstream party in Britain is talking about moral issues at a time when normally during elections, sort of morality tends to go out of the window a little bit. I know in America, they never shy away from talking about these important issues. In Britain, politicians tend to sort of get scared and run away from these big issues. And to see the Tories talking about something like this is an indication that morality is perhaps coming back into our political lives. I mean, maybe it won't happen, but it's a possibility that this will become an issue in the election this year. And not just the issue of abortion, but the wider issue of morality and ethics and sort of personal character. For far too long now, people have had the view that sort of what you think and what you do in your private life is not, if you're a politician, is not of interest to members of the public. Well, maybe we are interested and we do want to know what, if you're a politician, what your moral view on life is. And I have this issue I'm going to read out now, and we are broadcasting from Spain, in case you're wondering. 107.6 FM, locally, if you're listening. If not, if you're listening to this on a podcast or whatever, we do hope you're enjoying it. Now, we have this story here from the Church of England. And once again, thank you for the permission given so that we can read it. This was from the 6th of April. The Mission and Public Affairs Council of the Church of England has welcomed the Ministry of Defence's Green Paper ahead of the Strategic Defence Review as a healthy stimulant to a long overdue national conversation about the identity of the country, its nature, interests, duties, and its direction in a dark, volatile, and troubled new world. All political parties are committed to holding the review sort of when the election finishes. The response to adaptability and partnership issues for the Strategic Defence Review expresses serious questions about key assumptions in the Green Paper and welcomes the idea of widespread consultation on foreign policy and defence strategy, encouraging the objective of building an enduring national consensus. This, it says, means engaging with the general public, think tanks, NGOs and faith communities. A nationwide consultation has value in and of itself, particularly in its contribution to national cohesion and identity, the response says. It's also important politically, as it would help ensure that the military have the widest possible public support, especially if and when called upon to go to war. The French statesman, we've got a bit of French here, Georges Clemenceau, I don't think that's right, is it, Pilar? I don't think so, is often quoted as saying that war was too important to be left to generals. It is also, we're in Spain, you see, so I can do the Spanish, but I have problems with French. Also too important to be left to politicians. Nationwide debate on the questions raised by the Green Paper and the forthcoming Strategic Defence Review is therefore much to be welcomed. You can get the full response by going to the Church of England website, cofe.anglican.org. This is the English programme. Your comments, views and suggestions on this particular topic are welcome. You can leave a message on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio.